NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas.
Former President Trump is suing the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in an effort to keep records under wraps. Brian Shook reports.
The lawsuit filed in a D.C. district court Monday is an attempt to block the House committee as it works to investigate his actions before and during the Capitol siege. The suit claims the subpoenas for said documents are unprecedented and untethered from any legitimate legislative purpose. The Biden administration has refused to assert executive privilege over an array of Trump-era records, and Trump is currently resisting the release of about 40 documents.
The nation's largest port is looking at all options as supply chain issues hit nationwide. Port of Long Beach, California Executive Director Mario Cordero.
We're exploring all options with regard to how we move this cargo with velocity as opposed to with volatility.
The Justice Department is officially asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stop Texas's abortion law. Sarah Bartlett has the details.
The DOJ filed papers saying justices need to reinstate a preliminary injunction vacated by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals last week. Acting Solicitor General Brian Fletcher says the court also needs to hold hearings and render judgment during their current term instead of letting the whole Fifth Circuit rule on the law. The Texas legislature passed the measure that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected and allows people to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion.
Three NBA franchises are now reportedly worth more than $5 billion each for the first time ever. According to Forbes, the New York Knicks hold the top spot at a whopping $5.8 billion. Two California teams come in second and third, with the Golden State Warriors valued at $5.6 billion and the Los Angeles Lakers worth around $5.5 billion. You're listening to NBC News Radio.